to learn more about reaction over the border in Lebanon, we called Jamil Marouet. He's editor-in-chief of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut, and he says there is a lot of fear in Lebanon right now.
This is not something that we would want on our agenda, on our plate now. Plus, it is the kind of operation, once the details were made clear or made public, that generally Lebanese know that the Israelis come like an avalanche over us. And so there is fear. There is a lot of concern.
What can you tell us about reaction among the Lebanese people, first to the capture of the two Israeli soldiers?
Well, this belief, I mean, Hezbollah had said that they are going to do this. They had said it again and again and again. The Secretary General said, Hassan Nasrallah, in a speech, explicitly said, this is what we are going to do because the Israelis are not responding to our approach to negotiate through the Germans for the release of Lebanese and other prisoners that are in Israeli jail.
But people didn't think that Hezbollah would make good on their pledge?
Yes, I mean, you don't want to think that they will. And then they do, and it's shocking.
There was also, I gather, some celebration, at least in the streets, after the capture was announced.
Certainly, people feel very happy. They don't like the Israelis. The Israelis are very callous towards the Lebanese. We have been their favorite whipping boy for many decades now, and anything that pinches the Israelis for the Lebanese in general is music to their ears. Across the spectrum of Lebanese opinion, Israel is really, really considered bad news.
The Israeli Army Chief of Staff has said that the Israeli military is going to turn back the clock in Lebanon by 20 years, meaning targeting infrastructure. If power is cut, if water is cut, if basic services are eliminated in parts of Lebanon, will the Lebanese people look at that and say, you know, Hezbollah is ultimately responsible for this because of what they did, because they captured those soldiers?
Yes, it depends on what happens in Israel in the meantime. It has now gone beyond what damage to one side does. Really, it has gone bizarre and blind in terms of rage about what the Israelis have done throughout the years, whether it is here or whether it is in Palestine. And it's just, no, they will not blame Hezbollah. What will happen is that they will blame Hezbollah much later. If the Israelis are looking for a political reaction immediately after destroying Lebanon, they will not get it. They will get it 5 years from now, yes, but not now.
What is the reading there on where this could lead, how far it could go? This obviously has implications for Syria, for Iran.
I don't know where how much, what is the reservoir, the political reservoir that Ehud Olmert has in order to negotiate this out without using the barrel of a gun. I don't think that with the Americans deeply, deeply involved in a very disappointing situation in Iraq, they would have the clout to stop it. I don't think that the Syrians can be left out. It goes that wide. Where are the Iranians? And it gets a little bit messy here. My feeling is that if the Israelis find it necessary to up the ante, we're going to see ugly stuff and not confined to Lebanon. Go far, far beyond. Far beyond.
Mr. Marouet, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, ma'am.
Jamil Marouet is editor-in-chief of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut.